أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Every Friday, thousands of people gather in front of opposition headquarters at Benghazi's courthouse. Its walls are a memorial to the hundreds of people who died in the struggle against the government of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
دولة قطر العربية الإسلامية التي أسقطت بالفعل بالقول.
The preacher denounces the abuses of the Gaddafi regime. Despite the military stalemate on the ground and the continuing conflict, opposition leaders have set up a national transitional council to replace the 41-year dictatorship. Council spokesman Mustafa Ghiriani says there's a lot of work to do.
We are building a country from scratch, and I think it's testimony that we are doing a great job, that the entire east part of the country is functioning better than ever did before, and better than the areas that Colonel Gaddafi is ruling.
The council has 31 members representing all of Libya's political districts. Only 10 have been announced. The others are kept secret for security reasons and because the Gaddafi forces still control large parts of central and western Libya. The council acts as an interim legislature and oversees a crisis management team that administers opposition-held areas. A member of its political advisory committee, Professor Zahi Mogherbi, says a panel of experts eventually will draft a new constitution.
We have a very good chance in transforming our country into a really democratic, constitutional, and civil society with all the ingredients for branches of government that rules according to the law and on behalf of its people, where all the rights, political, civil, are guaranteed.
An Egyptian expert on Libya, Zaki Akl of Cairo's Al-Ahram Center for Strategic Studies, says the interim council so far appears to be fulfilling these goals.
There is a feel of social democracy kind of a state that is evolving inside Libya. If you look at the plans of the National Transitional Council, they are very much different from the Jamahiriya system that al-Qaddafi has invented. And the council itself has evolved on the basis of those who were, yes, members in al-Qaddafi's regime, yet who were very much in conflict with the procedure by which Libya was administrated.
Some observers fear that what they call the Libyan revolution could be hijacked by Islamist extremists. But Professor of Islamic Law Osama El Saladi says Libyan society is not radical.
ولذلك يتطلل للحرية حتى يثبت للعالم.
He says Libya aspires for freedom and will prove to the world that its moderate understanding of Islam is very positive, and the future will prove that. Mukherbi says Libyans will reject any system that undermines social institutions in order to prop up the rule of one man.
Right now, the only consensus that I can see and the agreement that we are not willing and we don't want to live under any kind of dictatorial regime, under any guise, be it Islamic or liberal or communist.
Ghiriani says the people want to build a Libya where everyone has access to adequate housing, health care, education, and a good diet.
I'm quite optimistic in Libya's future, and I think Libya can be the modern state, part of this world, and it can be used as the example in the third world of democracy and how democracy can benefit the people of Libya.
Businessman Mohammed El-Sheikhi, attending Friday prayers with his son, echoes the sentiment. He says, I hope for a Libya with the rule of law, freedoms of all types, and security. That is the most important. Libyan leaders acknowledge the road will be difficult and full of risks, but they are adamant in the belief that they will succeed in building a new modern state. Scott Bob, VOA News, Benghazi.